You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of Mind Over Markets with your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht, myself and Georgie. So in today's episode, we're going to be discussing whether you should stop trading for the day after hitting your daily stop limit, or if you should reset and keep going. This is episode 22, guys, so we're going to get started with this shortly. You're going to walk away from this episode with a better understanding of how to manage drawdowns like a professional trader. You're also going to get a set of questions that you should always ask yourself when you're in these kinds of moments or these kinds of situations in order to stay accountable to your trading plan. So before we dive into the topic, let's speak with our sponsor quickly for a quick message.
Awesome. Hello, Trade Bros. This is George from Trade Pro Academy. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. And before even the message I want to share with you, I want to tell you this, the audio recording may be less than optimal. You know, we're in this COVID-19 self-isolation, not isolation, but social distancing. So we're recording from home and I made it to the office. I kind of cheated a little bit, but you're going to notice a little bit less than optimal audio, and I thank you guys ahead of time for your patience through this. We love giving you guys quality, and we'll be back to that routine as soon as we can do this at the office full time again. That being said, the message for today is this. Look, we're going to be talking about some very tactical approaches to how you could, first of all, track whether or not you are losing or winning in the market and how to really adjust your stop loss. We're going to be talking a bit of a deeper dive into technicalities today. But the more important thing is to have a forum, a place to share your results with a group of other traders, right? Being a part of a community, having somebody that you could rely on to get some feedback, helping other people with your own feedback. The most important part about trading is to do it on a winning team. It's not an individual sport, it's a team sport. And so I want to invite you guys to join our team at Trade Pro Academy, where we trade together, we learn together, and earn together in a live interactive community on a daily basis. So check us out at tradeproacademy.com.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Georgie. Man, I'm so jacked up. I didn't even let you introduce yourself at the start of the episode.
You kind of stole my thunder, but I enjoyed it.
I know. I stole the thunder, man. I apologize for that. But it's always fun to see you on the other side here. Unfortunately, again, it's not person to person in the office, but it's good to see you nonetheless.
So we got to adapt as traders, right? Like, that's the important part.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we're doing here. We're just sharing some images between each other. I'm in my bedroom right now recording this, and I've made a little bedroom setup. So hopefully the audio is coming through all right. But let's go ahead and get started with this topic, guys. So as we mentioned, we're going to be talking on the issue, or the rather decision most traders have to make once they've hit their daily stop loss for the day. You know, a lot of traders are faced with this. You set a plan for a set risk that you're going to have. And, you know, you can say maybe it's you're risking $100 on a daily session to make 150, to make $200. Maybe it's $300 to make $400 or $500, right? Whatever your risk is, a lot of traders get into the situation where they hit their pre-planned or their predetermined risk levels, but then they don't know what to do afterwards. Do I stay and reset my stop loss? Do I keep going for the opportunity, or should I just walk away for the day? And that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on in today's discussion.
That's amazing. And you know what? I think this is a very unique topic here, Marky, that we're touching on, because no matter where you are in your journey, if you're a new trader, you know, intermediate or advanced, you've been doing this for decades, you're going to run into this at every point of your journey, and how you respond to it may differ, especially from being a newer trader to professional trader. So today we're going to discuss, you know, as you age, or as you get experience, you know, we're all aging, we're not going to be able to cheat that, but as you get more and more experience, how are you able to make that decision when the inevitable comes? Because we have a plan to make a lot of money, but when that plan doesn't work and we hit a maximum loss, you know, how do we respond to that as a newer trader, intermediate or pro? And so this is really interesting, because this episode is going to be good for everyone. And I think it's a very, very fascinating discussion. I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. So let's ask this question before we actually dive into how, you know, traders themselves can kind of ask themselves some questions in order to stay more accountable with their plans. What do professionals do? it's a good thing that we can take a look at what professionals do in order to manage their risk and see how we can kind of translate that to what we can do ourselves in front of our own trading stations.
You know, that's actually a really fascinating question because about 14 months ago, and I was getting prepared, I was doing a lot of research to start a proprietary trading company that was attached to TradePro Academy. So the goal was to, number one, teach and educate traders, and then number two, to provide them capital. That's always been sort of the vision for what TradePro Academy is and was to become. But you know, as we developed the educational aspect, as we taught traders, we found that the ones that were using our education, they didn't really need our money because with the low capital requirements, they were able to self-capitalize and become professional traders with their own money. And so the proprietary firm thing dropped aside. But the whole reason I'm going into that is to tell you that I've done a lot of research. We were at the point where we were getting ready to fund the main master account for proprietary traders. Right? So I've interviewed prop firm owners. You know, I'm still in touch with them today. A lot of friends in the business from the clearing side, from the risk management side, from being a prop trader. So based on all this research, you know, here's what it breaks down to. Right? Prop firms that exist even to this day have a relationship with each one of the traders. So other than just the result, there's three factors you usually look at in people. It's their seniority, all right, the volatility, and the trust that they have with each trader in a professional firm. And they look at these three things specifically when they're trying to assess whether or not that trader is going to be able to trade after hitting a stop loss. So let me give you an example. Let's say it's we're going to unpack each three of these. Let's say you're a trader who just started out with the firm. You're brand new, 3 months, you know, you're funded, you're doing okay, but it's your third month at the prop firm. And so there's a day that you suddenly hit your stop loss and you max out, let's say, $1,000 loss for the day. You go to your risk manager and you ask the risk manager, can you reset my stop loss? I want to get back to this. I think I can make back my day. You know, can you please do it? When they're answering that question, that's the three factors you're going to look at. How long have you been around? For a new trader who is maybe just starting their journey, that risk manager will ask them a lot of questions. And we're going to get into those questions before they reset it. But if you're somebody who's been with the firm for 3-4 years and you're earning consistent returns, you know, your seniority, the fact that you've been doing this for so long, the fact you've experienced so many cycles, and you're even asking, the fact you've decided yourself that you want to even approach the risk manager to reset your stop loss is a really big thing. And so that's the seniority aspect of it. The second thing is the volatility. In a firm, if they're going to allow you to take their capital and continue to risk it after you've hit a negative loss, you know, there's got to be an opportunity. So it's also the context of the market. If it's a slow day and you've done 30 trades and you've maxed out your loss for a day, it's a very low likelihood that they're going to go ahead and say, yeah, go ahead and do it again, you know, generate some more losses for us. But if the market volatility is high, then there's an opportunity. So in essence, the play is the person, how long have they been around? And then the second part is the volatility. Is there enough opportunity in the market for you to come back? And then the last part of that is the trust. Do they trust the person? Ultimately, it comes down to, look, you've had a tough day. You've hit your maximum loss. Is there a trust factor that you could come back? And I think that's what it boils down to. And you know, we could speak on this from our own personal experiences, Mark. The tough part about doing this independently is if you have no one to talk to. If you're at home alone, you know, you may not even have a maximum loss scenario. The first thing you should learn is you got to have a maximum amount of money you're willing to lose every single day. Do you have that, Mark, as part of your plan?
Yes, sir.
Me too. I have like a maximum drawdown, right? And when I hit that drawdown, you know, the question is, should I continue to go? Meaning, should I increase my drawdown for the day? Or should I just call it? And that's really the whole topic of this episode. And so it matters on your experience and the market opportunity. Those are the two things it boils down to. And in any professional environment, that's how they would assess it, who you are and what the market condition is.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad that you shared it from the professional angle, seeing how, you know, the prop firms would allow their senior traders or their more seniored traders, if you will, to allow them to reset their stops and continue on if there's opportunity. So I think some of the audience might be wondering how this can apply to their own trading, right? How can we apply this to our own trading strategies? How can we use these kinds of tricks, if you will, to keep more money in our accounts and to take us away from the market when it's really time to do so? And really, before we speak on those two factors, I think this, we can open this up to an interesting discussion and seeing where this might be able to take us based on our own two journeys, right? So you kind of mentioned before the importance of having somewhat of a risk manager or other trading partners, kind of like in the prop firm. Right. And so I know from my own personal experience, if you guys have been listening to this podcast or the prior episodes, you'll know that I've had a couple of, one day in particular where I had a whole bunch of trades. And I remember that day was 60 odd trades or so. And I remember that day specifically because I was in the office, but you two weren't there. And that was the one day I was alone.
Oh, I remember this day.
Yeah. And I couldn't share my feedback with anything. I couldn't really share emotions with anybody in the office. And that kind of threw me off the game. And, I started to trade emotionally that day. And so I should have walked away, but I didn't because I didn't ask myself the questions that, we're going to get into here. So I think it's important to also note that fact with, from our own experiences, how community has been able to help us with our own way that we put together and actually go through these strategies.
Yeah, but that's fascinating because, all that boils down to it. It's fascinating to me that the day that you had that was the worst, not in terms of results, but the most amount of trades, was the day that you were alone, right? And when you think about how many people in this industry do this alone, the fact of the matter is it's a very small percentage of people who get to experience this with people around them in person. So the next best thing is to experience it with people around you in an online community, because what's important about you trading with other people? It starts with an A, accountability, right? It's that accountability. It's when you're doing something by yourself and you don't have to report it to anyone, there's no accountability. You don't need to give an explanation to anyone, right? You don't have to even show them, and you can kind of get over it and say, act like it didn't happen. And I think that's the most dangerous thing that you could do when you hit a day where you've lost your maximum allotted amount of money. Because number one, most people don't even have a maximum drawdown. Their maximum drawdown is their whole account, which is a huge problem, right? Number two, when you do hit the drawdown, if you can't talk to anyone, if you can't bounce ideas off of anyone, then ultimately you're sort of, it almost feels like you're doing something illegal in your corner. It's like you're getting away with it, but you're not getting away with it. And what you're actually doing is creating negative patterns. You're creating a very dangerous pattern that is going to repeat until you get yourself into a lot of trouble. And so I think this is really the benefit, is having somebody around you. Because when we work a 9-to-5 job, when we do something for someone else, we have accountability. We're forced to do reports, touch bases, show me progress. Where are you at with this? When we're doing it with ourselves, we lose that. And I think it's important that we don't lose it, because it could lead to enormous losses.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for bringing that up, Georgie. And exactly what George just mentioned there, as far as, people in corporate jobs in 9-to-5, you might not be used to speaking to yourself like a boss, right? With trading, in order to be successful, you've kind of got to develop a split persona, if you will. You've got to have one side of you that can be the employee and one side of you that can be the boss. And you've got to be honest with yourself, honest and raw with yourself, because if you're not, that's what's going to get you in trouble. And so to George's point, many people are reporting to bosses. They're getting regular checkups with their bosses on, on progress reports, et cetera, on projects. And so they've kind of distanced themselves from that accountability. Whereas with trading, you've got to accept that accountability. You've got to live that accountability, right? And so, like I said, you've almost got to split yourself into two, where you're a boss and an employee, and you're able to really be disciplined with yourself, be honest with yourself, and you've got to be able to actually apply the rules that you've given yourself, right? So apply that, and you've got to be able to, be accountable to yourself when you don't follow those rules.
Absolutely. And well, hey, Mark, here's a question for you. When you first started trading, at the beginning, when you first started live trading, it was probably swing trading currencies, knowing your past, but did you tell anyone about it?
It was actually pretty quiet about it until I started doing pretty good with it. Yeah. So it was pretty quiet. And the only people I'd really bring it up to is if I was ever out in public at Starbucks or anything, just looking at charts. And, you know, some people would be curious minds and would come over and ask. But for the majority of it, it was relatively quiet.
There's nothing that gets attention like looking at charts at Starbucks. If there's any single males out there listening or females, you're single and you want attention, go to Starbucks, your laptop. That's actually how I met Victorio's dad. And then how I came to meet Victorio afterwards. So, you know, the reason I asked you that, Marquis, because for me, I didn't tell anyone. And, you know, first of all, I did tell people, but nobody cared. What they cared about is, where's your Lamborghini? You know, or like, I couldn't have a meaningful discussion with them. So I stopped telling people. I'm kind of the person that likes to share things, because the more I put it out into the universe, you know, the more accountability I have to now have. And it's like, if something's great, I don't want to keep it a secret. I want to let people in on it. But I would tell people who didn't care. And so I wasn't able to get any good discussion. And when I found the community, when I was trading, you know, I found a community. It was Anthony Drager. I joined his trading room. And being able to share with people that cared really made me learn a lot of things, changed my strategy quite a bit, and have an outlet. It's important to have somebody to talk to about this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. So that leads us perfectly into the main topic of discussion, which is the two questions that you guys should be asking yourself, the two factors that you should be taking into consideration when deciding whether you should reset your stop loss on the day or whether you should walk away and take the drawdown. All right. So the first one we kind of touched on already, and that's, how have you been trading throughout the session already? Have you been trading emotionally, or have you been trading objectively? Have you been trading like a professional? Have you been diligent? Have you been patient? Have you been disciplined with your approach? Or if we were to look at your order fills, have there been, you know, just scattered with order fills on the chart? Have you been trigger happy today? You know, if you can honestly look at yourself and you can look at what your trading experience and your trading results and activity have shown for so far, and you can say that, yes, I've been patient, I've been diligent, and I've been disciplined in my approach, then you've got the check mark. You can pass through this first category, if you will. All right. And so George is going to share something with you quickly on that front, but that's essentially what you're going to be asking yourself. That's really the first option. That's how you pass. How you don't pass is if you answer no to that question, if you've been trading emotionally, if you've been trading, you know, trigger happy, if you haven't been focusing on risk, if you haven't been managing your risk, and you haven't really been following a plan, rather, then your answer is no. Or, you know, and at this point, you could save yourself from, you know, further drawdown by walking away. Right? If you've been emotional in the session so far, you're likely going to be emotional going forward. All right. And so this is really question number one. And here's a couple of, rather, George is going to share a couple of little strategies you can use to get yourself into place for this question.
Yeah, it's kind of like checking the pulse, right? And I think, Mark, it's important that you're honest with yourself. You know, self-reflection needs to be transparent. Like if you know you're emotional, but you say, I'm not emotional. I got the checkbox. Trade Pro says, these are the two questions. I'm good. Let's keep going. You know, then you don't lie to yourself, because at the end of the day, the numbers won't lie. Your balance will reflect the truth. So I have three different kind of check-ins that you can do in order to ask yourself, have you been objective? Have you been rational? Have you been doing the right kind of work? First of all, it's a mental check-in. Remember, in a previous episode, we talked about mental capital. They have a quantified system. For me, this morning in the trading room, I didn't trade. And I told the team I didn't trade because my mental capital was like a 4. I got really crappy sleep. I wasn't feeling up for the task. So I failed the mental check-in. So if you've hit your stop loss, the number one thing you want to do is do a mental check. Like, what's my mental state at the moment? You know, like, what is my mental capital? 0 to 10. What's been my mental at the moment where I'm at? And then if it's like a 4 or 3 or 2, then you have to rebuild your mental state before you can even continue. Another thing is a strategy check-in. So if you hit your stop loss, look at your last 3-4 trades, whatever you've done up to that point, very quickly, because you know the market's still moving here and there is opportunity. But look at your trades and say, of these trades, you know, have they all been terrible? Like, have I just been dogging it and like stretching my parameters just so I could get trades? Am I following my plan? And that's another important question I have. And the last one's a physical check. A lot of times, if you just stop for a split moment and you just shift your awareness from outside, from your environment to internal, to the self, you know, you'll notice, how's, you know, is my heart beating really fast? Am I sweating? Am I in an anxious state? Are my fists clenched? You know, am I just frustrated at the moment? And it's important to know, because your physiology changes with your internal mental state. Your mental state creates your physiology. So with these three things, you're going to be able to really quickly identify, you know, are you trading emotionally or are you trading the plan? If you've traded the plan up to this point and you have lost money, you know, you could move on to the second question. But if you're mentally in a bad place, you know, if you're not following your strategy and you're physically, you know, not up to the task, then I urge you very strongly to at least walk away. Take a break. You know, the market's always going to be there. Take a 10, 15 minute walk. Just go and reset and come back and do the check-in again. And if you're feeling up to it, continue forward. But this question, you want to ask yourself, all right, are you emotionally trading or are you following the plan? It's very important. And you have to be able to step outside of what you've been doing and reflect back on it in real time. That's the most important part, Mark. You know, the thing that we hate the most in a relationship traditionally, like a coaching or a boss mentality and worker, what do we hate the most is the feedback. A lot of people can't take feedback. And now you're in a place where not only do you have to take it, but you got to give it as well.
Yeah. And that speaks on like the difficulty that a lot of people can have making that transition, you know, to trading and having to actually be accountable to yourself, right? A lot of people are very easy to hold others accountable, but when it comes to yourself, holding yourself accountable, that's a completely different story. And so this all, you know, goes back to the initial really episodes of this podcast, you know, living at cause versus effect.
It's so funny you read my mental cue, because it's exactly what I was thinking. I was going to mention that if you did it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, were you looking that way, top left?
I was, yeah. The recall. Maybe the you recall. Caught it.
I've learned that from you. Yeah, I've learned that from you. So that's it's great that you bring that up, right? So it's going to be a challenge at first, but this is something that you have to strive to go through, to work through, right? You have to keep yourself accountable. And by doing so, you're going to put yourself in the best situation for success. So thanks, Georgie, for, you know, breaking down three different checks you can give yourself once you've to really give yourself a concrete answer for this question.
Can I just bring up one more thing before I get to the second one? This is very important. I think that people who aren't honest with themselves, and you know it, if you're listening to this podcast, you know, you're like, yeah, you know, I could work on that. So it's okay. First of all, you got to understand it's okay, because we've been conditioned to be evaluated and not by ourselves, by other people. We've been taught that our opinion is second to somebody else's, which is complete and utter, you know, what I'm going to say. But, you know, here's the thing about this. If you make excuses for yourself, and if you're saying, oh, it's the market's fault, or, oh, hey, you know, and you're defending your emotional trading, you're creating a victim out of yourself. And if you're a victim, what's going to happen to you in the market? You're going to get victimized. I don't even know if that's a term, but I've just verbed it. And so that's what's important in the reflection. So do these check-ins. This is a very, very important question. And understand there's a fine boundary between the boss and the employees. That's question number one. And now we're going to jump to the second one, which is equally important.
So the second one, if you've passed through the first one, you know, you're at a state, you're at a mental state and a physical state where you're ready to continue going forward. You're ready to continue looking for those opportunities in the market, and you've already moved past, you know, your current situation, the drawdown that you're in, right? And so you're ready and you're focused for potential next best trades, but the market's got to be giving you opportunities, right? And so the second question ultimately comes down to, what are the current market conditions in, you know, your current session, right? Is there volatility? Is there opportunity? Or are we kind of stuck in a range without much opportunity, right? If, you know, you're ready to go, but the market's ranging and not really providing much opportunity, you know, is it worth staying and risking additional capital, risking additional drawdown even to stick around? It could be worth walking away for that day, right? And this also holds true if you're Not in the, if you're in the right place, but if the market is providing volatility, there's opportunities, then that's really the sweet spot, right? You've got the sweet spot. You're ready to go mentally. You're ready to go from a physical state, and the market's providing opportunities. That is kind of when all the stars align. And that's where you're putting yourself in the best situation to continue going forward, to reset your stop loss and to continue searching for those opportunities, right? Anything to add to that, George?
Yeah, I mean, we've likened trading to being a professional athlete before a lot of times, right? We've compared it.
All the time.
In fact, we even have an episode that you should definitely go back and listen to on the podcast where we talk about performance psychology of high endurance, or not high endurance, but high performing athletes and traders and how they're similar. So think about it this way. It's like being in a game. Let's use hockey. Being in a game and taking a clapper right off of your ankle and it stings. You know, that hurts. And so, or even worse, you get injured for whatever reason and you have to go to the back to the change room. And now you come back out. The question is this. Are you ready to play? And is there enough game left? That's all you're really trying to answer in this. If your stop loss is hit, you've been injured. Are you mentally ready to continue playing? And number two, this question here is there enough game left? All right. And this is what this is about, the market conditions. If we're sitting in a 4-point range on the S&P in July, because it's summer months, what ends up happening, is it really worth for you to use this extra capital that tomorrow could actually be useful in a very low range day? Think about this. If you've already lost the capital for the day, what you're doing by deciding to continue forward is you're borrowing money from the future, right? This is your future opportunity. So ask yourself, if I didn't hit my stop loss for the day, all right, how would I feel about the market now? Look at it objectively. Is there opportunity? You know, if there's low volatility, it's not moving much, all right? Maybe you look at another market like oil, if that one's not moving much. And if it's just a quiet day, ask yourself the question, am I forcing this? Am I trying to extract out of the market more opportunity than there really is? Which could be the problem that you began with, which is the reason that you're down for the day. It's not about taking out of the market what we want. It's about taking out of the market what's provided to us, right? And so how do you assess the market conditions? Well, is it a trending market? Has there been opportunity for you to have gotten in and made money with your strategy? Or is it one of those markets where it breaks the top, pulls back, drops right through the support, goes back up in a massive volatile chop session, right? The question is this opportunity really worth borrowing from the capital to continue going? Can I make a comeback? Or is this just a game that we're going to take an L and focus on in the future instead of how we could adjust our strategy? Very important. And there aren't very many quantifiers that it could give you, if this, then that. And this is why it's also important to be around a community, because if you're around a group of 20 traders who do this professionally on a daily basis, 30, 60, 150 traders, you know, our room had a record attendance and it was more than that today. You know, what do they think? What if you could ask a group of professional traders, what do you guys think for the day? You know, I'm down. You know, is it worth it? Are you guys having a good time? And what if the traders say, hey, you know what? I don't really see that much opportunity either. Today I'm having a slow day. I'm not losing money, but I'm not making any either. So being able to bounce that idea off another person, that's what I'm talking about when I say market condition. Is there an opportunity for you to make it back? And you got to be honest with that. The answer can't be yes just because you want to keep going. Answer has to be, okay, here's a few things I'll give you to look for. Volatility. Is the market moving? Levels. Is it holding your levels when it hits them? That's important as well. All right. And then, you know, is there an opportunity to trail, or is this just going to be my initial target I hit and then I'm done? And those are certain things you could start to look for. You could even put this in your trading plan. All right, I'm suggesting going to the level that you put in your plan at the very beginning. What needs to happen in order for me to qualify this as an opportunistic market? What do I need to see? I'll give you another example, overnight range. If there's a lot of movement in the prior overnight range, then the current day, there's probably going to be some movement just to retest those range highs and lows. So those are the things, volatility, overnight range, which is just a measurement of volatility, and you know, volume. Is another one.
You've got news flow too.
News flow, exactly.
Right? News flow is going to be a big one. Whatever you have on the calendar, any economic events or, you know, any surprise tweets, any surprise. I mean, you know, we're currently recording this in April of 2020. So for around 4 months into the COVID-19 situation, and, you know, a lot of the news flow right now is about COVID. And you're getting tweets here or there from, you know, from Trump, which we've been seeing a lot since 2016, which drive the market. So news flow plays a big part in that as well. And, you know, sentiment also, you can get sentiment from the community as well. It can just be, what are the traders thinking? It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, you'll always want to have different sets of qualifiers, or, you know, as many sets of qualifiers as possible to kind of give yourself the best idea of what this, of what the day might look like. And I think what George has shared so far has been pretty awesome as far as quantifying what volatility and opportunity can mean for you and your plans.
And it's also the NBT, right? The next best trade. It's like, if you are looking for opportunity and you're looking to bounce back, you need a high quality opportunity, not just any opportunity. And if you ask traders, you know, what's your next best trade? And if they're like, oh, well, I have a level here. And then the other one's like, I have a level here. But they're waiting for something actively. That's one thing. Another thing is if like, ah, you know, it's kind of slow right now. I'm just being patient. I'm waiting around. Then that kind of, if they're not looking for a trade, maybe there isn't one. And so that's how you could use a community of people who are doing this to give you a feedback point. Not a level where you should buy. It's not a signal place, but some kind of idea of what they're looking for. And if they're not looking for much, then why are you?
Exactly. And so this kind of brings things full circle as far as, you know, the how the professionals, how they handle whether resetting stops is necessary or whether, you know, it's time to walk away for the day, and how you can actually apply this into your own trading plan. And so really, those are the two main factors that you want to focus on. How have you been trading so far? How are you feeling from a mental state of mind? And how are you feeling physically? You know, are you ready to continue going on? Are you ready to keep looking for your next best trades? And then the next question, or the next main factor to look at, is what is the market saying? What are the market conditions like? Is there opportunity? Is there volatility? Or is there, you know, slow chop and grind? Are we stuck in a range? Does it make sense to risk, you know, potentially going into additional drawdown for this kind of a market? So those are the two main factors and or questions that you can ask yourself if you find yourself in that situation where you've hit your daily stop limit for the day and you're trying to decide, should I keep going or should I walk away for the day and hit this thing again tomorrow with a fresh mindset, looking for fresh opportunities. All right. We've also got one bonus question that you can ask yourself, the golden question. All right. If someone was trading your account and you saw their activity, would you let them keep going or would you need to tell them to stop? All right. That's the question that you guys can ask yourselves as well. In addition to these two main factors, if someone else was trading your account and they saw the activity that you've been doing, would you let them keep going or would you tell them to stop?
That's like the one that you ask yourself right before you go back to it, right? Like that's like the fuse, the circuit.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Exactly. And so that's the episode, guys. I know it's a little bit shorter and sweeter than the rest of the episodes, but I hope that you guys enjoy this one. We tried to pack as much value as we could into this lesson. And I think you guys are going to walk away with this, you know, if you've listened this far, with a solid plan on how to manage that drawdown like a professional. And you've got now two plus one bonus question on how to directly ask yourself whether you should stay in or whether you should walk away for the day. So again, guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you can think of somebody in particular that's on their trading journey and would find this message particularly helpful on that journey, please share this episode with them. Also, if you guys are enjoying these episodes, we're enjoying putting them together for you, but we're also working really hard. And we'd really appreciate if you guys can jump onto iTunes, throw us a rating, and, you know, potentially even a review. And we'd really, really appreciate that. So until next time, guys, that's been myself, Mark.
Hey, this is George
from Trade Pro Academy. Good luck and good trading, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.